Majority Block board member Carl Palladino remained silent as his counterparts voted to appoint current Associate Superintendent for Human Resources, Darren Brown. However, prior to the vote, he explained why.
I'm not going to vote for Darren Brown as an interim superintendent because I believe that this board can appoint a permanent superintendent with all of the information that it presently has.
Sitting next to Palladino in the crowded boardroom at City Hall, minority members Dr. Teresa Harris-Tigg and Mary Ruth Kapsiak both said just the opposite. They say the board has not seen enough information on the seven applicants still in the running and that the selection process is flawed. Without a set time frame on choosing a permanent replacement, Harris-Tigg says Brown's selection is an appropriate and responsible move. Outside the boardroom, Palladino went on to clarify his position, noting that he has nothing against Brown's appointment itself.
Darren will be a great interim. There's no question about it. It doesn't have anything to do with Darren. It has to do with keeping a focus on the ball, and the ball is, okay, appointing a permanent superintendent here.
Is Kevin Eberle?
So that they can hit the ground running. Kevin Eberle, obviously, is my choice, yes.
Eberle is currently serving as principal of Harvey Austin School 97. He's one of three candidates internal to the district still in the running. Board President James Sampson says there's still information to be reviewed and interviews to be conducted. He says it could be a short process or a long one. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.